I'm the first private collector in ages to have his own mummy.
And is there a curse attached to your mummy?
Of course! Wouldn't be a proper mummy without one. How did it go, Professor?
Death shall come to any who dares remove Cleopatra from her chosen resting place.
Well, that doesn't sound at all ominous. Have there been any deaths attached to this mummy? Everyone looked at George, but he had nothing to say.
There are stories, but then there always are stories.
Particularly in that part of the world.
Who found Cleopatra's tomb? I'm assuming it wasn't any officially sanctioned archaeological team. Are we talking grave robbers?
Oh, tell them the damn story, Rose.
It is a fascinating account, though I've been having trouble confirming some of the details. So much depends on who you talk to. It seems a group of local people all had the same dream, directing them to a particular location in the Valley of the Sorcerers, an area usually avoided because it was unlucky, unhealthy, all the usual superstitions. They all ended up at the same spot where they felt compelled to dig, and soon enough, they uncovered the entrance to a tomb. That was as far as they were prepared to go in that place. They returned home and called for help from people with practical knowledge of such things. Not scholars, of course, more local businessmen. They excavated the tomb and discovered a mummy with a very famous name. These people knew other people who arranged for a quick sale and smuggled the mummy out of the country. Speed was essential, partly because it had to be done before the authorities found out, and partly because they'd started having bad dreams, too. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Within a week, everyone involved in the discovery of the tomb was dead. I suppose it's always possible the smugglers killed them to ensure their silence. Such behavior is not unknown with such people.
How did these people die?
Strangely, there were no wounds, no signs of violence on any of the bodies. No signs of disease. They all just died.
Something in the matter-of-fact way he said that sent a chill down my spine. And given the way everyone else reacted, I wasn't the only one.
I don't like this talk of killing. I want to make it very clear that I don't deal with criminals. Just people with the right connections to bypass awkward government restrictions and get things done. It's not like I've been dealing with the mafia.
Well, just as well. You might end up with a jackal's head in your bed.
I think you've had enough for now, dear.
Nicholas started to argue and then stopped as Caroline looked at him, which was interesting. I think it's time we got a good look at what we all came here to see.
Oh, of course, the mummy. The first Cleopatra, unknown progenitor of a famous line.
A long way from home. Let's hope she's not feeling restless.
She's just an exhibit, dear, and nothing happens to any part of this collection without Father's permission.
Damn right.
And off we went to see what there was to see.